kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sa bawat piraso ng kasaysayan, naroon ang kwento ng isang lahi. Pero hindi lahat ng bahagi ng ating pamana ay nananatili sa ating bayan. Minsan, sa daloy ng panahon, digmaan, kalakalan o koleksyon, nawawala ang mga ito. Napupunta sa malalayong lugar, inaaring pag-aari ng iba, o minsan, nakakalimutan na. Pero may pagkakataon ding nakakabalik ang mga ito. Tulad ng kwento ng 17 earthenware pots, mga palayok at banga na higit 1,000 taon na ang tanda na naglakbay mula Pilipinas patungong Australia na ngayon ay ibinalik na sa ating bansa. Noong dekada 70, isang banyagang manunulat, publisher at adventurer na nagngangalang Kevin Ernest Weldon ang nagtungo sa Pilipinas. Kilala siya sa Australia bilang publisher o tagapaglimbag ng mga educational books, negosyante at pilantropo na may malalim na kontribusyon sa industriya ng paglalathala, water safety at mga gawaing pangkomunidad. Noong 1994, ginawaran siya ng Order of Australia. Pero sa Pilipinas, nakilala naman niya ang kultura, sining at lalim ng kasaysayan ng ating mga ninuno nang magpasya siyang maglathala ng isang libro tungkol sa kulturang Pilipino.
First and foremost, he was a story seeker and a great storyteller too, I can tell you. He seemed to have a sixth sense about the stories that we needed as a nation to help us frame our identity as Australians and take our place in the world. Harold, Leone and I all had the privilege of working with him in his publishing businesses. He had a deep emotional love of country and wanted Australia to stand on its own, to be independent from the UK, Europe and the US. He saw in the late 1960s, in the same way that Gough Whitlam did and others at the time, that we were more truly on the doorstep of Asia. In this sense, he was part of a rising new Australian national vision that sought out deeper ties with Asia, culturally and commercially. We are neighbours, he used to say. This led him into publishing ventures in Singapore, Indonesia and China, but it was the project in the Philippines and the Filipino people, with whom he spoke with so much warmth. In fact, throughout his life, whenever he heard a Filipino accent, and I bear witness to that, he would turn around and warmly smile and start a conversation with genuine interest wherever he were, and this went on right to the end of his life.
Yan ang tinig ng isa sa mga anak ni Kevin Weldon, na si Cecile. Dumating si Kevin Weldon sa Pilipinas sa gitna ng magulong panahon, martial law. At sa kanyang pagbisita sa mga archaeological sites para sa isang Filipino heritage project, kasama ang artist at manunulat na si Alfredo Roses.
The project was interrupted when martial law was declared, and to protect the integrity of the project and Alfredo Roses, my father brought him to Australia and helped him help secure permanent residency for him. Alfredo continued to work on this project until the last volume was completed in 1979. During this time, funds were also withdrawn from important historical projects which were part of the Filipino heritage story. One of the most significant was an archaeological project, you know, led by Robert Fox. The most famous of which is the Damon Cave complex and his findings there with the National Museum team. I'm sure you're going to tell me and I'm going to learn more about this. To ensure that Fox's work could continue, because that story was a very important part of the Filipino heritage story, Dad agreed for the company to fund the research, and he was given this collection of pots in exchange.
1974, nang bumalik siya sa Australia, dala ang pinakaiingatang koleksyon. Kwento ng mga anak na si Cecile at Leonie, ito ang naging paraan ni Kevin Weldon para isalba ang mga artifacts at bahagi ng kasaysayan ng Pilipinas noong panahon ng martial law.
Links to the Filipino,
and they represented that time of history which Dad was very proud of, with his work with the Filipino Heritage and Alfredo Roses, and that era of publishing and what he achieved in that. He was always very proud of that part of his life. So I think it was also not just for their significance and how precious and ancient they were, but they represented a very special time of his life that he was very proud about.
The pots represented just the value of a people's history and the right a people have to their real history.
Iningatan ni Kevin ang mga palayok sa kanyang tahanan sa Australia. Kwento ng kanyang mga anak, sa murang edad ay pinaalam na sa kanila ang halaga ng mga ito sa kasaysayan ng bansa.
We were aware that they were part of the Filipino heritage story, and we were aware that they were significant. And Dad always said that what the pot with the breast was very significant, but we didn't know how. But we knew they were very, very old. We knew they had come from an archaeologist because we were, 10 and 12, they were in a glass cabinet. Yeah, weren't allowed to touch them.
Yeah. And they were Mum and Dad's most precious possession in a lot of ways.
My mother really, really also, they were treasure to my mother as well.
Ayon sa archaeologist na si Taj Vitales ng Philippine National Museum, posibleng galing sa probinsya ng Batangas, Laguna o Cavite ang mga palayok. May sunburst design o ukit ang ilan sa mga ito, isang simbolo na karaniwang matatagpuan sa mga artifact sa Timog Katagalugan.
So there's a lot of archaeological excavations nagawa in Batangas in particular, and also in Laguna, and they found several potteries or various potteries that looks very much like this what we have right now in the Weldon collection, na particularly the design forms. Using that kinds of reference, it's very likely na there most of them were recovered from Batangas area.
Ayon pa sa kanya, posibleng ginamit rin bilang bahagi ng ritual o pang-araw-araw na buhay ang mga palayok ng mga sinaunang Pilipino.
We can learn a lot from these collections, kasi it tells us about the kind of beliefs ng mga Filipinos and how they value burial pots. It tells us a lot of how we value our dead through the design of pots, and there's certain symbolic value din kanilang ina-express through this pot, so like that breasted pot, for example, could have been about fertility, kasaganahan ng kanilang bayan, their community, their village, and other more, no?
Nang pumanaw si Kevin Weldon noong taong 2023, naiwan sa kanyang mga anak ang mga koleksyon. Napagdesisyonan nilang gawin ang isang bagay na magbibigay saysay sa mga ito, ang ibalik ang koleksyon sa bayan kung saan ito nagmula.
Sometimes it's about making things right. Sometimes you get this opportunity to make something right. And when you do, it just feels like you were meant to do that. Like it was meant to be.
My brother is not here, but Harold.
He's equally passionate.
Yeah, the three of us are very excited about it.
So it's like we get an opportunity. Sometimes you get an opportunity to make something right and you ignore it. Mm-hmm. And you go, oh, no, it doesn't matter. But I think the three of us were united. There was no doubt about it. Yes, this must be done. Yes.
Sa isang simpleng email na ipinadala nila sa Philippine Consulate sa Sydney at ilang buwan ng koordinasyon, na isakatuparan ang pagbabalik ng mga artifacts noong 30 ng Mayo.
After several months of hard work and close coordination with the National Museum, with the DFA Office of Cultural Diplomacy, and of course the Weldon family, napaka-fulfilling ng feeling na this has come to a fruition after all these efforts to coordinate with them. It's really touching to know that these precious artifacts will finally find their way back home after spending many years in Australia. And of course, we're very grateful to the Weldon family for their immense generosity in seeing to it that this earthenware pottery collection will now be enjoyed by Filipinos back home and find a new home at the National Museum.
Yan ang tinig ni Consul General Charmaine Rowena Avikiville. Ayon kay Jeremy Barnes, Director ng National Museum of the Philippines, mahalaga ang pagbabalik na ito hindi lamang sa koleksyon ng museo, kundi sa kabuuang kasaysayan ng ating bansa.
A lot of these potteries are familiar to us from the collections we already have at the National Museum of the Philippines. They are from very significant archaeological sites in southern Luzon, dating to from 1500 to 2000 years ago, mostly, what we call the Metal Age of the Philippines. This is an age where a distinct Philippine civilization was emerging from Neolithic times and would culminate in what we call the barangay societies that Western explorers found when they arrived in the Philippines starting in the 16th century. So it shows great diversity, great sophistication. We can only guess at a lot of the spiritual purposes that are that one can sense they would have had as ritual objects, as symbolic objects. So the more examples of these kinds of pottery we can gather, the bigger the sample on which to theorize what the significance was to our ancestors.
Sa ngayon, plano ng National Museum na pag-aralan pa ng mas malalim ang mga palayo. Pagkatapos ay itatampok ang mga ito sa isang pampublikong exhibit na magpapakita ng ugnayan ng kasaysayan, kultura at pandaigdigang pagkakaibigan. Para sa mga anak ni Kevin, hindi lamang ito simpleng pagbibigay o pagdodonate. Isa itong pagkilala sa legacy na iniwan ng kanilang ama, ang pagiging bukas sa ibang kultura, ang pagrespeto sa kasaysayan at pagkakaibigan ng Australia at Pilipinas. Hiling nila ngayon para sa iba pa na nakapagtago ng ilang bahagi ng kasaysayan ng ibang bansa na sana'y maibalik ito.
Send them home. Send them back to where they belong.
Stories belong to country, belong to people.
I do think, too, that what is beautiful about this is that, in a funny sort of way, although it's not as significant as the story of the pots themselves, the family story goes back with it in the preserving and taking care of it, and Dad's place in Filipino heritage and the publishing of that work goes back with them. So whatever you have in your house, you know, relook at that and think, how can I, by bringing that back, my story gets to be part of that national history as well, because you returned it. You didn't take it.
Edinel Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.